Now to a finding that is out of this world and a phenomenon known as a vampire star. There's no need to hit the panic button as it's not in our nearby orbit. The star is more than 3,000 light years away and researchers say it had a catastrophic destructive episode about 1000 BC where it sucked the life from everything around it. Nonetheless, scientists say data from the event holds valuable information for us here on Earth. Oliver Gordon explains.
T-minus 3, 2, engine start, 1, 0, and liftoff of the Delta II rocket with Kepler on a search for planets in some way like our own.
11 years ago, the Delta II rocket carrying NASA's Kepler telescope launched into outer space. It observed over 2,000 planets and 500,000 stars before it lost contact with Earth. But even now, teams of astronomers across the world are still sifting through the massive amounts of data it collected.
We found lots of things like asteroids. There are a lot of asteroids in our solar system.
One of the teams is based at the Australian National University, and it's headed by Dr. Brad Tucker.
And it was quite interesting. This was a explosion that lasted about 30 days, but the peak of it was so fast and so bright, they're often missed from the ground. And what we realized after analyzing it and modeling it was a white dwarf, something our sun will be in 5 billion years, literally using its gravity to suck off the atmosphere of a brown dwarf.
Brad Tucker and PhD student Ryan Hidden-Harper developed a program to sift through the massive amounts of data and asteroids to look for unusual activity in outer space.
My focus has just been on looking for explosions in space, but I suspect anything which has strange bumps in the data, my software should be able to pick up.
And it did. The explosion the software discovered seemed to suck the life out of everything around it, leading it to be dubbed a vampire star. And while it was spotted by researchers only last week, the explosion actually took place much earlier than that. Brad Tucker again.
So this happened, so it's about 3,000 light years away, which means we're seeing the light as it was 3,000 years ago. So you're talking about in 1000 BC.
The ANU astronomer says it can provide clues to how our own solar system will come to an end.
One of the big questions we always wonder is, what is the fate of our solar system? And this solar system that Ryan found and saw this explosion really is something similar to Earth. And as we know, when the sun eventually grows, it will turn into a red giant and swallow up Mercury, Venus, and Earth. And then after it fades, the sun fades and turns into this white dwarf, Jupiter may be so close, it has a similar fate to this star system. So really helps us understand what our own destiny is.
And for anyone worried by that forecast for this planet, it's worth remembering our solar system still has a few billion years to wait before it reaches that stage of collapse.
We're at least about 5 billion years away, so our sun is perfectly middle age. So it's about 4.626 billion years and has another 5 billion years or so to go before it goes through these phases.
That's Dr. Brad Tucker from the Australian National University, and he was speaking there with Oliver Gordon.